This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Kevin Stefanski, Browns head coach there. And as always, press conferences on The Fan are brought to you by Montrose Ford. Choose Click Cruise at MontroseFordAkron.com. We got to react to what he had to say. We also have some Guardians news here. Mac, you're just going to have to say it because I don't know what the hell you're saying.
No, we just have a quick traffic update.
Oh, yeah, we have a quick traffic update.
From the Kissling, Nestico, and Reddick Traffic Center, call 1-800-HURT-NOW.
An accident to 71 North at Cedar shows slowdowns from Harvard. Heavy congestion 77 South from Pershing to Brecksville Road. This is Joe Checkeye for 92.3 The Fan.
All right, guys. So before we get to any of the Kevin Stefanski stuff, pretty significant news. The Guardians have placed Carlos Santana on outright waivers. Obviously, with the season he's had, normally we wouldn't say this kind of move for the Guardians when we have some Brown stuff to talk about here. But given what Carlos has meant to this organization and to this town, to me, this feels like them waving the white flag. I know he's played less and less and less, but this feels like, hey, we're falling out of this. Carlos, why don't you latch on to a contender? And so maybe you have a chance to finish off your career as a winner.
Yeah, I mean, if anything, it's helping him out. If he gets a chance to go ahead and be he's not starting on a playoff team, but if he gets a chance to get onto a playoff team, not only the presence that he has as a veteran, but the idea that he still has a great glove at first base. And yeah, his hitting has not been good this year. But in clutch situations, you still have him up at the plate and be fine with it.
I mean, there was like about a 4-week stretch where Carlos really looked like, all right, we had the early season struggles. Now Carlos is coming alive.
Yeah.
And it just never did.
No.
And I think he's one of the guys that I think got hurt most in this lineup. Because I think in a good lineup, Carlos can still probably deliver you more power and more production than he has here. But I just think, I think this is a true case. If you're a fringe player, or if you're a good player but not a great player in a bad lineup, I think those are the guys that are hurt the most.
Yeah, but on the other side of it, I do like the idea that Kafis and Manzardo are going to have the opportunities. Like, since the All-Star break, Santana started 21 out of 34 games. They'd been slowly and assuredly just kind of removing him from the lineup more and more, and now this just kind of speeds that up. And it does. What I like about it is it seems like a classy move by the Guardians more than anything.
Yeah. Now, it'll be even classier if they play Kyle Manzardo every day of the week. But that's neither here nor there. Carlos Santana has been placed on outright waivers by the Cleveland Guardians. We'll have more on that, more on the Tanner Bibee Steven Vogt thing. But circling back to Kevin Stefanski's press conference, he was asked about who will start at running back. He said, we'll see. He was asked point blank, will Dylan Sampson be the starter week one? There was a we'll see. He also confirmed that they're going to have more than two running backs in the active roster.
Yeah, that part I thought was interesting for the, maybe just not for the Audric estimate crowd, but the people that are convinced that, that was interesting to me. I don't know if that means Amani Marshall. I don't know if that means Estime. I don't know what that means, but I think it's interesting.
I think the most interesting thing about that was the question, which is, Will you confirm for your fans that you'll have more than two running backs?
The phrasing of it for your fans?
Yeah, as if it's like a slap in the face of fans. They only have two running backs today. I thought that was a little bit mailing it in there, but that's all right. Some of the other things.
Media is supposed to be the conduit for the fan, right? So maybe that's what they were getting after.
But no fans like, only got two running backs? No, but nobody's panicking about that today. No. There's been no outrage. It's been, they've only got two running backs.
There's been more outrage over the kicker situation than there has been anything with running backs.
A lot of kicking questions in this one.
A lot of kicking questions.
We got the importance of the entirety of the work of Andre Schmidt versus Dustin Hopkins. I also think it was interesting they're working through. I think I would be a little surprised if we don't have a practice squad kicker just here to swap out.
Well, so that is one part of this that I just find interesting, that they just straight up released him, only because, we had that big discussion yesterday about what do you do with Hopkins and how does this all work? And like, you're paying him. You could have kept him on the roster. It's not like it wouldn't have been like the end of the world to just keep him there. And then if Schmidt just flat out stinks, well, all right, then you give Hopkins a chance and maybe he reclaims the job.
Yeah, the only thing I'd say about this is I am a little concerned that in light of trying to make sure we don't have to go through Dustin Hopkins just stinking for 18 weeks, I have a feeling this year is going to be a kicker carousel, which is way worse than just one kicker stinking. Like when you're on your, like your, we joke about four quarterbacks all the time. When you're on your fourth quarter, when you're on your fourth kicker by end of November, chances are there've been a lot of missed kicks. I think this is as dangerous of a path than just giving Dustin Hopkins the opportunity to stink it up this season.
I mean, this is not the path that if you're a 10 or 11 win team, you go down.
Yeah, that's fair. You go with the veteran.
You go with the veteran. Yeah. Like you're like, all right, even if it's been struggles with the Pats, you make sure that you have somebody that has kicked in the league for X amount of years. You just don't roll the dice with a rookie. And so that's kind of a fun part about this year is they're going to have opportunities to do that. If it blows up in their face, then it just gets us one step closer to the number one overall pick anyway.
Now, another thing that Kevin actually did say today, Dylan will be the backup. I don't know that's a surprise to anyone, but I think it is important that he actually said something.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's confirmed by Kevin Stefanski.
It's not a surprise to anybody, but it was probably the biggest takeaway from the whole entire press conference, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And it's the thing that people care about the most. And then obviously the idea that then Shador will be the third quarterback and he'll dress as an emergency quarterback on game days.
So can I just specific to this, I think the idea of the whole body of work matters. I think that probably proves that's probably why Andre Schmidt is the kicker right now. And similarly, like, I think that's why Dylan is the backup over Kenny Pickett. Not that Dylan like blew everybody out of the water, but it's apparent that they were giving him opportunities to fail and learn in camp, which is a huge sign that they trust the quarterback. I like the message it sends that Dylan, who's been there all but 1 week, was able to grab the backup quarterback job as opposed to a guy who, through no fault of his own, had four practices and busted his hamstring, and then we never really saw anything from him.
No, Dylan makes more sense. It just does. For this team and for this situation, Dylan makes more sense than Kenny Pickett.
But I think for this team, guys, and like if you look at the roster, and this is just something that I think is actually tangible that we can pull away from this. Gage Larvadin, taking a roster spot over Deontay Johnson. That is a guy that earned a roster spot. Andre Schmidt over Dustin Hopkins. That's a guy that earned a roster spot over a $5 million dead cap haircut. Dylan Gabriel earning the backup spot, which facilitated then the trade for Kenny Pickett, who they had $5 million and potentially, a fifth round pick and potentially, I think it was like $10 or $15 million invested in Kenny Pickett. Like, That to me, like, okay, one thing that I wanted to see is, are you going to run a camp where guys can earn their way into things? Doesn't feel that way for everybody. For several players, though, it does feel like they were given a chance to make this roster, and they did. I think that helps you early in the season.
It's a little bit of a mixed bag, right? Because like on one side of that, and I 100% see what you're saying, and on one side, it's like, that's great. They gave these guys an opportunity, and they're doing that the right way. And on the other side of that, you're like, well, Cedric Tillman is still making rosters. You know, so it's kind of like in one end, I see where there's competitive battles and people are being rewarded for that. And on the other side, you just see like guys like Zach Zinner. It's like, all right, I guess we're just going to really see what we have with some of these projects and we're going to really run that out.
I would imagine that there are, I bet you there's like circles of like each maybe Kevin has guys that are protected in his head and maybe Andrew has guys that are protected in his head, and the guys who get lopped off are the guys who are in that concentric circle of, I could take him or leave
him. Take him or leave him.
Like, nobody's going to die on the hill of that. But like,
is that where Deontay Johnson lives? In that circle of, I don't want to go to bat for him at this point.
I mean,
it's
the
okay.
fact that it was a one-year vetmin deal was like, and I don't think any of it was guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
I think that tells you that nobody's really going to go hard in the paint for Deontay
Meanwhile,
Johnson.
Meanwhile, Barry's like, hey, Cedric Tillman, that's my guy. I need to make sure that guy's still, I drafted him. I need to make sure he's still on the roster. We're going to see this thing through.
I'm still hoping for Cedric. It'd just be nice.
We had Tyvus on Friday while you were out.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went through all the wide receivers and I named like 10 of them or something. And then he's like answering it. And I'm like, oh, and I forgot Cedric Tillman. And Tyvus is like, yeah, did you though? It was the most cruel thing I've ever heard to Cedric Tillman.
216-474-0092. Dylan Gabriel will be the backup, as heard by Kevin Stefanski there. Not a surprise, but definitely a confirmation. And did the Browns make the right decision with the kicker conversation? But we'll get to the wide receiver conversation in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.